Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Hello, and we're back. I apologize for right before the commercial. I was getting too excited about this great study about fish oil that I didn't leave enough time for the commercial, which cut me off. So just to finish up what I was saying about the fish oil study that was conducted this past week on preventing psychosis, they found that 10% of the young people who took the fish oil developed psychosis compared with 40% who were given placebos. So this is actually really substantial data that it needs to be replicated and looked into more, but it could change everything that is recommended for people with psychosis and could be very promising. So we know that fish oils are really beneficial because they contain omega-3 fatty acids, and in past studies, large studies, omega-3s have been shown to reduce the risk of dementia and heart disease, and these can be found in a daily EPA DHA supplement, and they can also be found in foods like salmon and fatty fish and walnuts and chia seeds, hemp seeds, all of your seeds pretty much have them. So definitely bump up your intake of omega-3s, whether it's through diet or supplements or both. Dr. Roizen has been a believer for a long time, so that makes me even more of a believer because I tend to trust what his recommendations are. So coming up at 30 minutes after the break, which is after our next break, we have author Dr. Robert Rosenberg, and he's the medical director of the Sleep Disorder Center of Prescott Valley, Arizona. He wrote Sleep Soundly Every Night, Feel Fantastic Every Day, A Doctor's Guide to Solving Your Sleep Problems. And I was looking over some of these sleep deprivation statistics, and Sonar, how many people would you expect in the United States to have a chronic sleep disorder?
Oh, wow. I would say at least, I want to go 5%.
Oh, I don't have.
Okay.
I don't have the percentage.
Okay.
I'm looking for a number.
At least a million people. 1 million.
Higher.
We'll start low. Okay. Because I like to play Price is Right rules. Close without going over. Start at the bottom.
Higher.
So, let's see here.
I'll give you
7 million.
Way low. The number of people in the United States who have a chronic sleep disorder are 40 million people.
Oh my gosh, there's only 350 million of us.
I know. It's like such a huge problem. And they found, too, they had people record the average hours of sleep that they needed by age. And for the percent of adults who reported getting an average of 6 hours or less was 29%, because a lot of people get even less. And those that reported unintentionally falling asleep during the day at least once in the past month, guess that percentage.
Month. Oh, man. Okay. Percentage now. I'm going to get of those people or of the whole population?
Of the whole population that unintentionally fall asleep during the day at least once in the past month.
Well, I'm going to go high on this one. I'm going to go 40%.
Wow, that was close. 37.9%.
Oh, Price is
so
right.
It's a serious problem, which is why we're going to have Dr. Robert Rosenberg on. He'll have an interview with Dr. Roizen and hopefully help a lot of people with good suggestions from his book. But before that happens, I want to talk about the latest study that came out on trans fat this week. So we know that trans fat is extremely harmful, and recently there was a proposal to remove it entirely from the food supply. That was a few months ago, probably about 6 months ago. And a new study shows that eating trans fat may damage memory. So we've known that it's been a risk to your heart because it increases LDL cholesterol, which is the bad form of cholesterol, and it decreases your good cholesterol, which is your HDL cholesterol. But now this new study is showing that it may also affect your brain. They looked at 690 young and middle-aged men, and they found that those who reported eating the most trans fat remembered 11 fewer words out of 104 than the men who ate the least. So they remembered 11 fewer words out of the 104 total words than compared to those that ate the least trans fat. And past research has shown a link between trans fat consumption and obesity, aggression, heart disease, and diabetes. And it's not necessarily understood yet why trans fat may impair the memory, but it definitely makes sense that the supply of the nutrients that are in your blood go to your brain, and that can actually affect how your brain functions. So trans fat is found in partially hydrogenated oils. Right now, the government still allows, even though it's been significantly cut from the food supply since 2006 when food manufacturers had to label the amount of trans fat in their product, the government still allows any product that contains less than 0.5% trans fat to claim that it's trans fat free, which is the most absurd thing in the entire world.
Well, it's one of those things like the word organic is ambiguous. It's all about how the regulations are made. Don't just look at the buzzwords when you look at things on a label. You have to look at the details.
Right, but organic is a little less ambiguous than trans fat because there's a higher, it's a stricter regulation that you have to have for in order for products to be labeled organic.
If it's like an animal, it has to, the feed has to be organic. All of the anything that you put into the animal has to be organic as well to call an animal organic.
Right. Right. So the thing about the trans fat is that you can literally have trans fat added to the food product and still say that it's trans fat free on the front, which is awful. And actually, my roommate brought home this trail mix that he's trying to eat healthier because he lives with me and my other roommate who's in medical school at Case, and she is a vegan and does yoga all the time. So both of us eat fairly well, and so our male roommate is trying to eat better too. He brought home these packages of trail mix, and he thought that he was doing a good thing by buying nuts, and we looked at the label, and they had these peanut chips in it that were coated in partially hydrogenated oils, and I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that there's still this much hydrogenated oil, partially hydrogenated oils in foods that you can commonly buy. So, I mean, we've definitely made progress. We're not there yet. Still read your labels for partially hydrogenated oils and try to get in liquid vegetable oils instead of hard fats, and consuming the heart-healthy fats like the omega-3s that we just talked about, and increasing your intake of fruits and vegetables are all great things that you can do to outweigh the negative risks that are associated with the unhealthy trans fat that's been in our food supply. And then we also had another story that came out this week about exercise and your brain. So a lot is related to the brain this week. Does exercise really make us smarter? We'll talk about what a new study found when after our guest segment. Right now, we're going to take a break, but we have coming up Dr. Rosenberg, the medical director of the Sleep Disorder Center of Prescott Valley, Arizona, on his new book, Sleep Soundly Every Night, Feel Fantastic Every Day. So hopefully he can help you solve your sleep problems. Tune in for that. Dr. Roizen will be here for the interview, and we will be back after the break. To ask any questions, you can email at udocs@gmail.com. That's udocs@gmail.com. Or you can call in at 877-711-5211. We'll be back. Stay well.